producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Back with you again here for America Tonight. And boy, we have some great stuff headed your way, including a conversation with Ryan Berger about the new NFL. Well, now it's not so new, but at the start of the season, the NFL moving the extra point to the 15-yard line and what a difference the new rule is doing in tinkering with the system. And there are plenty of people that were not excited about the move. Of course, change is hard, right? Why are you messing with it? And every year there is that tendency to, what can we do to make it bigger, better, faster, like all these games in London to try to put the NFL on the map and create the whole, I think, World League idea that potentially we'll see that there will be some team that may come out of London or some team that ends up having London as its home base. There have been hints that, who knows, maybe Jacksonville is one of those teams. But anyway, the NFL owners approved the competition committee's proposal on the extra points. The NFL announced the extra point would be kicked from the 15-yard line with two-point conversions on the two-yard line. So the new rule gave the defense the ability to score 2 points on returns, and pretty much that's it. Now, according to the rule change, if the defense returns a blocked extra point or failed 2-point try for a touchdown, they would get 2 points. Under the previous rule, the ball was dead on a failed try. So it's pretty interesting, doing this idea, because a team will have to choose. Go for the 2 points. If it's called a penalty, they could then decide to kick a 1-point try. It's interesting stuff, I have to say. And Ryan Berger joins us, and we talk about that. Also, the mailbag. Many of you had plenty to say over what's going on politically speaking, of course, what we're seeing with the Republicans, the last debate, now the push to change the rules with what an atrocious Republican debate it was. As far as the moderators are concerned, it's just an easy target to beat up on them, and that's what my mind was thinking there. But I believe we're going to see some new twists and turns, because if I'm Fox, I don't want to lose that debate. If I'm anybody who's got a debate coming, this is the bottom line. They want the money, so I think they're going to be amenable to making a few changes if the Republican candidates are complaining and are threatening to withdraw. For sure, for sure, for sure, I guarantee they will do that. And because many of you are listening to us in places where it can get very cold, like my friends in New Hampshire, my friends in Maine and New York, and, you know, in the Midwest and Montana. Boy, I love Montana, but I've been there when it's been really super cold. And I think the coldest place I've ever been was Toledo, and it was a really snowy, icy day, and perhaps that's the reason why, but it was freezing. I can't remember what the temperature was. I just know that it was cold. So we talked to Tony Joyce about what's happened in the heating industry and what people can do, what you can do to not have those crazy sky-high bills. Is there something that you can do personally to cut back on that other than surrounding yourself with 15 blankets? It's never right, is it? You go into someone's house or you stay with somebody and it's like too crazy hot or it's freezing cold. There just doesn't seem to be, you know, any in-between, let's put it that way. No in-between, right? All right, as we kind of bop around here in a few different directions, I mentioned that the Republicans not happy with the whole debate system, so they kind of go rogue and at least people on their teams met to decide, okay, what are we going to do? And I have to say, and I did say this, I applaud them for just taking the matter into their own hands. Like, you know what, we're not going to go to the chair. we're going to come up with what we think needs to happen. And the proposals were kind of modest coming out of this meeting in Virginia, but they at least they had a proposal instead of just saying, okay, we're going to just take this. And they want the questions to be spread out. They want time for the beginning and the end, and I guess there's some goofball-y things that they don't like with what's being put up on the screen. So the next debate is going to be pretty interesting to see what, you know, what Fox Business News does, but I have a feeling it'll be remarkably better, no offense to CNBC, than the efforts that we saw from CNBC. So the campaign's request was a two-hour time limit, 30 seconds for opening and closing statements, equal time for each candidate. And pretty much that was the major request from the campaigns. And as I said, this is not being run through the RNC. It's through the candidates themselves that these letters that they put together will go directly to the networks with the upcoming debates and will not go through the RNC, which I guarantee that they were taken aback by this, but the campaigns have been frustrated with the handling of the debate process generally. And this was, I guess, last Wednesday's debate was just the straw that broke the camel's back. And so they decided, no more, we're not going to do this. And of course, who has the power? The people that you want on the stage and the people at the networks who are putting on the debate. They are the ones who need, you know, frankly, they need the ratings. And they're selling the time at a crazy amount of money because they know the amount of eyeballs they're going to get watching this thing. And the next debate is Fox Business News. And then CNN has it a month later, December 15th. So having said that, how they handle this, and I don't know what assignments. I mean, this is a meeting that took place at the Hilton Old Town in Alexandria, Virginia. It lasted more than 2 hours, and it was actually convened, they say, by Ben Carson's campaign manager, Barry Bennett, and it included reps from all the campaigns, which is why Trump gave credit to Carson, saying he worked with us, that kind of thing. And, of course, it makes sense. There was talk about having the RNC handling logistics and ticketing and that kind of stuff, but they're not removing, I guess the candidates aren't removing the RNC from the negotiating, but certainly from the letters that they sent out, they have, and how much of a difference it makes, you know, we'll see. But again, capitalism is going to rule in this case, because why would they not... You know, why would they not want to get the best debate they can instead of infuriating the candidates? They want them on the stage. They want them on the stage, and they want to partake in the ratings party that's already started for the other networks. See, that's a bummer. When you're not the first guy up, maybe that's the lesson here. Better to be the first guy up, even if there's screw-ups, than be somebody in the middle, because you're really in trouble if you're in the middle and everybody's unhappy. All right, stay with us. Much more coming your way, including a mailbag. So we've got Ryan Berger and a mailbag and Tony Joyce talking about heating. I'll see you in a few.
Ed Fuchs is a registered pharmacist who understands how important the B complex of vitamins is for maintaining a healthy heart. That's why he drinks Pollen Burst from Longevity's complete line of nutritional supplements.
Pollen Burst has got the B vitamins in there, and the B vitamins are so fascinating because most people are going to be deficient in the B vitamins because they're rapidly processed out of food. And the B vitamins work on the brain, the heart, the skin, and the digestive system. When it comes to heart disease, we got 600,000 people in this country who die of heart disease. disease every year. Some 64 million Americans have some form of heart disease. The B vitamins, a nickel's worth of B vitamins every day, is the most powerful nutritional way to protect yourself from heart disease.
To feed your heart the nutrients it needs for good health, order Longevity's Pollen Burst by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsidebed.com. That's brightsidebed.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals and a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 per life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. At sonsoflibertyteam.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Right. Her hands are never cold. She's got Betty Davis eyes. She'll turn the music on you.
Welcome back to America Tonight. Well, you all know that I'm a huge sports fan, and we do sports shorts here on the show and talk a lot about sports. And, of course, we have our Nail the Score during the NFL season. The NFL, with a big announcement at the owners' meetings, they announced that the extra point is going to be kicked from the 15-yard line, with two-point conversions would still be at the 2-yard line, so they would remain there, right? So what does this all mean? It means the new rule gives the defense as well the ability to score 2 points in the returns. If you remember, before, under the previous rule, the ball would have been dead on the field. So with this rule change, so that we're all clear on this, if the defense returns a blocked extra point or a failed two-point try for a touchdown, they're awarded 2 points. Wow. It's going to be an interesting NFL season. Ryan Berger joins us. He is right now in our virtual green room. He's the founder of The Berger Shop and sports guru. Ryan, so that is huge news. You know, things like this have been talked about, but I like some of the nuances of this. I actually really like this. What do you think?
I mean, I think it's getting overblown. I'm not sure it's such big news in the game today that kickers are so talented. Yeah, kicking a 32-yard extra point is not going to be an issue for just about every one of them. And then obviously you have the kickers who are actually kicking indoors. And for those guys, it's an actual shoo-in. So when I looked at it, I was sort of, you know, flustered, didn't really understand why they made this move. The idea is to make it much more exciting, much more intriguing, much more interesting for the fan. And I still think at the end of the day, if they're going to go for the extra point the majority of the time, and that really doesn't need to be watched. And this will be revisited very quickly and most likely modified again.
Wow. So, I do agree with you on that. I think that it probably ends up getting modified, absolutely. But the idea was, and this is the whole thing with the NFL, and you said it, is they have to come up with ways to keep the game interesting. And that was one of the things that was talked about, because intentions, especially for a lot of the younger fans, there's other pieces of entertainment that they could turn to. Although I still think the NFL is in good shape, but they don't necessarily think that. Do you think the NFL is still the number one sport for most people in America? I mean, don't you think the NFL rules with fantasy football and everything else?
Yeah, I mean, of course it's the number one sport. And the ratings, the numbers are enormous. When again, we're talking about the off season right now, and of all the sports going on, major hockey playoffs, major NBA things, the whole conversation right now is the NFL with the Deflategate and now into the rule change. Again, it's a very minor change, but because there is so much attention paid to the sport, it becomes one of the biggest stories out there. The fact is the sport dominates the culture and the society. The sort of one day a week idea, although there's now a lot more primetime games on a Thursday night and Sunday nights, are rituals in the country. And of course, when you look at the sport, it's surrounded by the fan participation via fantasy football, gambling, and again, these sort of rule changes all apply to all of that. Now, the ability to sort of a defense to run it back, as you said, is a fantasy football opportunity for your defense. Vegas will be releasing props and all kinds of gambling lines, I'm sure, on things such as that. So the league is all about sort of, at the end of the day, making as much money as they possibly can. And the ratings help all of that, and if they can find a way to keep much more people interested in every single play possible, whether that's through predicting it, having a bet on it, having a player through fantasy, or simply just watching it, they're going to make that decision.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, whatever it is, whatever it takes, that's why, fantasy, they really embrace that. That's why we see all the individual stats and that crawl across when you're watching whatever game it is on whatever network you're watching. They always put a premium on it because they know so many people are involved in fantasy football. Were you surprised?
Well, if you took fantasy football, gambling, and alcohol away from the sport, I'm not sure the actual sport would exist. So, that's the DNA of the sport today.
So I like that DNA. It is. That's what it's about. I met a guy that used to supply a lot of information to the announcers on CBS, and he would FedEx all the information, every possibility with the games that they were covering, and they would go out to all the individuals who were announcing whatever game they were announcing, play by play in color. And it turns out, the whole thing with him was he was in Vegas and he knew the lines. He went to MIT, but he was a lines maker. He was an odds maker. I thought, isn't that interesting? The NFL poo-poos the gambling thing. But really, you and I know, and you said it, they're embracing it. Because what would you do if you didn't have gambling on the, on the NFL?
Well, I mean, to each his own, but it's the sort of thing where, again, it's all about the revenue. So the spreads and the fantasy players are the reason why people tune into 45-7 blowouts. You want to make sure that your wide receiver, when you're down 30 points, is getting sort of make-up catches so that you can get back in your game or you could compete to win your fantasy game. Meanwhile, the real game itself is a blowout, and most people are changing the channel. But because you have a fantasy player or because
somebody
might have a wager on the game, you're watching it, and therefore the ratings become bigger and bigger, and therefore the advertisers are paying more. So the league isn't stupid. Goodell makes $50 million a year. He's a very, very smart commissioner. He's been able to figure out a way to have the NFL on CBS, NBC, and Fox. He's on every channel there is. And he's really sort of maximized the game from a TV perspective. When you think about the sport today, there's no sport that's better on the television than football. And that's one of the challenges the league has over the next 5 years, besides concussions, is why would you go to a game today? You sit in the freezing cold. People are drunk as could be. They're screaming left and right. It's uncomfortable. You don't know what the instant replay, what they're deciding. The whole thing stinks. There's traffic. You can stay home. You watch the game on a 60-inch TV. You got your iPad next to you. You got the dish with all the games. You know exactly what the replay is. You're watching it in HD. It doesn't pay anymore to go to the games. And that's the biggest problem that the league has. And that's why they're trying to make decisions like what they announced today, because they have to find ways to keep the excitement brewing and keep the interest and intrigue in the sport.
Yeah, I agree. The Patriots, the big action there, and you know this already, the other day Robert Kraft says, yeah, I'm not going to challenge anything that happened. I'll just let it stand. Were you surprised by that?
Well, there's clearly a conversation that he's had with Goodell and the league, and they wouldn't just decide out of nowhere after fighting this to decide to drop this. There's clearly a decision, a deal that is going to be made, and unfortunately, some games I imagine will be taken off the Brady suspension. But you know, in my opinion, New England has pushed the boundaries several times. They've been caught, and now they've been caught again. They cheated. And they didn't sort of go help out the investigation and made it a lot worse. Brady deserves what he got. I do understand the way the league works, where there will be some sort of deal and some games will be taken off. But that has to do with sort of the conversations, I imagine, and the deals between Goodell and the Patriots under the table.
Yeah. All right. Interesting stuff. No doubt about it. We still have a long ways before we jump back into the season again. Ryan Berger, sports guru. I know. It's like a trap. You know, it's summertime.
Yeah, it's crazy. I'm watching the Rangers and the losing overtime tonight in New York. And LeBron take over in Atlanta. And all everybody wants to talk about is kickoff of the Pigskin.
Yeah, I agree with you because I'm the all-around sports fan, so I've got my eyeballs on all that kind of stuff. I love the whole Rangers Lightning series, especially with the Bulls owner saying, hey, you can't come in here with your Ranger gear in Tampa. I think that's hilarious.
Yeah, we travel everywhere.
Exactly. And so many New Yorkers live there, too. It's hilarious. Ryan Berger, thanks so much for popping on ATN.
Thanks for having me.
All right, a lot of fun to kick around with him, and it's true. He's right about that. It's interesting because the focus is on anything that the NFL does versus, you know, look what happened with Cleveland beating Atlanta 97-89. So what's the scoop on LeBron? I keep getting asked, do I think LeBron is going to win? Do I think Cleveland's going to win the whole thing? And I do think they're going to win the whole thing. Then you have Tampa Bay in overtime getting by the New York Rangers, 6-5, the final score there. All right, coming up on the flip side, we're going to have a conversation with Andrea Reynolds about the things you need to know before you decide to go down the aisle. Dun, 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 dun.
You heard the discussions all over the radio. You couldn't believe what you were hearing. You trusted them. How could you have not seen the signs? You felt betrayed. Outrage set in. Your emotions began to consume you. Then, nothing. Now they're talking football. Days turned to weeks and months. Then, you've forgotten. But they haven't. They're still monitoring your every move. It's coming. MonitorBlockItPocket.com. Or, will you forget?
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places?
Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. ParanormalDate.com. And use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order two bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Welcome back to America Tonight. Here we go, one of my favorite segments always that we do, because it's you the people and your thoughts. We head to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
Checking the email, it's all over the map, and it's interesting. I thought that this would be a fun time to go to some of the questions that you have for me that I've kind of been storing up over the last couple of months, and let's take our first one. This one is from Joseph, and Joseph says, Kate, I've got a lot of questions about you, and I'm usually thinking about politics, but my question is, where did you go to school, and what did you major in? I don't even know if I've ever even talked about, I've talked about going to school here a few times. I went to Ohio University, and I majored in journalism, and they have a great journalism school that's just gotten better and better, Scripps Journalism School, and, I loved it. I knew what I wanted to do from the time I was a kid, and that didn't veer very much off course, so I went to J school there, and Ohio University, they called it Harvard on the Hocking. It wasn't Harvard, but it had all this ivy on the campus, in the main campus, and I think that's part of where it got its nickname. But it was really a great school, and I'm still friendly with a lot of people that I went to school with those years ago, and it, I really, really enjoyed it. It was known for engineering. It was known for a lot of well-known people went there. Mike Schmidt, who's in the Hall of Fame, baseball player for the Philadelphia Phillies. Richard Dean Anderson, who was MacGyver. People used to tell me all the time when I was on campus, did you know MacGyver wasn't here? Matt Lauer from the Today Show. Do I claim him? He went to Ohio University, and there are a bunch of other, the voice of Bart Simpson. She went, I can't think of her name, Nancy Cartwright. She went to Ohio University too. Anyway, thanks for that question. Taking me back. I need to go back and visit Ohio University. Yeah. Okay, let's take another one. Here's one from Sith, and Sith says, Kate Delaney, I wanted to know, what do you think of what's happening in the Middle East? I have family that has just moved here from, from Israel, and I have to tell you that I'm happy they're here. It just seems to me that the world is crumbling on that side of the ocean. That's such a loaded question. I always call it the quicksand of the Middle East because there's problems, obviously, with Israel and the Palestinians. There is massive problems, obviously, when we talk about Afghanistan, what's going on in Saudi Arabia, all these refugees that are fleeing. Why aren't the Arab countries taking some of them in? The ISIS crisis. Yeah, pick a place and we could talk about it. Iraq, we leave Iraq and then the same problems continue between the factions, the religious factions, the thousands and thousands of years of that. And so then look what happens, unfortunately. And it's a mess. It's a mess. You know, you talk to people who, I just had this conversation with a friend whose parents used to live in Beirut. And I was, you know, immediately, since they say Beirut, I was like, Beirut. And she said to me, no. Beirut used to be incredible. I mean, it was beautiful. And it's true. If you read the Bible, I mean, and you listen to the descriptions in the Bible, or you talk to somebody like I had that conversation about what it used to be like, man, I mean, the history, the beauty in some of the areas, so that's a tragedy. It's a tragedy. And you see what happens. I mean, again, people are trapped. People are running for their lives. That's why we have the refugee crisis. So it's a mess. I mean, that's why I say quicksand. That describes it, the quicksand of the Middle East. And I have a friend, I have a high school friend that actually lives in Israel, and her pictures are beautiful. They travel all over the place, but boy, you know, it's a hornet's nest of what's going to connect to what next, especially when you don't have certain regimes in place. We move on. This one comes to us from Algae. That's kind of a cool name, Algae. I'm thinking it's not spelled like algae that you get on your fish tank, but I know that's how you pronounce it because there's a little pronunciation thing phonetically spelled next to it. All right, Algae. So Algae says that America Tonight is my favorite show, and I'm wondering if you have met any of the other talk show hosts that probably some of us listen to your show. That's a wide open question because there's lots of talk show hosts. Yes, I have met Sean Hannity. I've talked to him several times when I've been in New York. He's a sports enthusiast. He's friendly. And, he's very easygoing, at least the times I've met him anyway, for what it's worth. I'm trying to think who else I've met. I've met a lot of talk show people, but talk show people you wouldn't know, besides Harry. I met Rush Limbaugh, and I met him, he was speaking somewhere, and actually he was talking about sports too, and I think a lot of people know this by now, and he may say this on his show. He used to be a sports guy, and his story is interesting to me from the professional point of view, that he got fired from 6 different jobs, and it's like being fired up. A friend of mine used to tell me, his name's Ernie Brown, he used to do America Tonight in the very, very beginning, that it's not a badge of honor. It means you're probably going to do well if you get fired, because Limbaugh's an example of that. And then he was in Sacramento, and then the rest is history, how that show exploded. And then talk radio had a resurgence in a different direction and got even bigger when it came to political talk. And there's probably Mark Levin. I met him once just briefly, and he and I had a brief conversation. And I can't say anything bad about any of the people I met because of the circumstances and the chitter-chatter about the industry or whatever, and they were nice. That's a good question. All right, it kind of goes along with his next question that I got from Wendy. Wendy says, Kate Delaney, I listen to the show and I love your guests. Your guests are kind of all over the place. Some really fascinating people from different walks of life and sometimes super famous people. Who's the best guest that you ever had on the show? Oof. Boy, I hate that question. The reason I hate that question is because I've interviewed over 12,000 people and I've learned things. That's what it is. I like when we have guests that we learn something from, even if I don't agree with them. It doesn't matter. They could be a business thing. They could be talking about apps and it's your business. It could be somebody who's famous, like General Dallaire, who was the UN general we had on not too long ago, who was there in Rwanda and what he talked about and what it was like coming back from Rwanda and getting people to listen. And, you know, we had the voice of the Simpsons on and he was great. It's so hard to pick one person out. There hasn't been just one person. And I think it's because of the 12,000 people. And that's the key is what I just said, though. To me, it's fascinating because of what I learn and what I hope you all take nuggets out of. Whatever it is, even if it's something that's funny, if it's something that's incredibly serious or, you know, whatever it might be. So the answer is it's a combination of people. It's not just one person. It's a mosaic of different people. And if I was thinking recent times, I would say the general, just because I can't even imagine being in that circumstance and how you try to tell the world, listen, this is not what you think is happening here, and how frustrating that would be. So I would probably say, you know, that's who I would put on the list of recent guests. But there have been just, again, a plethora of them. All right, let's take another one. This one is from Harry. And Harry Shearer was, I think, a great guest, too. The voice of The Simpsons, as I said. And because he was portraying Nixon when we talked to him. And he had such an interesting career. Anyway, this is a different Harry. Harry says, Kate, I have to tell you that, you know, when I look around at all the tragedy in the world, it just hurts my heart and I feel for my grandchildren. Do you think that the world is becoming a worse place to live, or are we just seeing it more because of social media? And this sounds like a hopeless kind of question, but do you have faith that things will turn around? Wow, like you're asking me to crystal ball it. I understand what you're saying. My mom died a few years ago, and I remember she wasn't somebody who was jaded, you know. She wasn't caustic. And I remember her saying to me that she was worried for us because of what was happening in the world. Exactly that same kind of statement. She's worried about my brother and me, and she was worried about my nephew and what he was going to grow up with. And I think that's why on America Tonight I always say, hold their feet to the fire, and every person matters, every voice matters, because you really do matter. And I say that in all sincerity. If more people were actively involved in what was happening, politically speaking, you know, you could change the world. You can change what's happening. And the humanity of it all, reaching out and helping. And I think there's wonderful people. As much as there are terrible things happening, there are so many people that reach out. Look at it. I couldn't be more proud of America. Every time some crisis happens, people that have 2 cents in their pocket are giving money. I mean, seriously. So I do have hope that, you know, not all is lost, but I think it is because of the media coverage, meaning Twitter, everything else combined. We just get it immediately. It's overwhelming. It's incredible what's happening. Yeah, absolutely. All right, stay with us.
sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Hi, I'm Dr. Sam Nussbaum with the Anthem Foundation. Premature birth is the leading cause of death of babies and disabilities for children. That's why we support the March of Dimes to help mothers have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in supporting cutting-edge research, treatment, and outreach to help moms during their pregnancy and give every baby a healthy start in life. Learn how you can help at marchofdimes.org.
Winter months, and I know a lot of people listening in the Northeast, especially in New York, in Maine, and so many of our other great affiliates up there, like 1590 WSMN, which really rocks. And you know all the snow that you get up there in New Hampshire and in Maine, by the way, and even in Jersey, where I'm from. It's crazy what we saw last winter. Who knows what this winter is going to be like? The first thing people start to think about is heating. Oh, heating, heating bills. What do I do? Heating escaping. What about a way to conserve? What should I do with my house? I mean, there's a zillion questions that surround that. Tony Joyce is in our virtual green room. It's not heated. He's from Joyce Heating right there in New Hampshire. And he joins us now. Hey, Tony.
Hey, how's it going today? It was 27 degrees here this morning, so winter is fast approaching.
27 degrees. So when you start to see the temperatures dip, too, does your phone ring off the hook a lot more?
yesterday, I think we fielded probably 200 phone calls. On a normal day, maybe 50 or 60. So everything we do preseason is in. We do the summer and winter. You know, hey, call, you know, check your system, you know, do whatever you have to do. But it's endless, you know, and nobody thinks about it. You know, who thinks about it on an August day, you know, turning their heat on? But, oh, yeah, no, the phones rang yesterday.
When you say check your system, it's because people turn it on and it's like, whoa, it's not working. Something's going on.
Well, you know, we're all these, you know, when I, and, you know, we talked briefly, you know, about New Englanders and how weird we are. You know, we're all so cheap up here that, you know, nobody wants to even turn it on for 10 seconds in September to see if it works. So they have to wait until it's 27 degrees and the house is 50 and then it dawns on them it's not working. You know, just be, we're afraid to waste 8 cents worth of gas or oil just to try it.
Oh, that's hilarious. So what are some things that people can do? I mean, even around the country, because, you know, this is nationally syndicated. So there's people listening in your backyard, literally, but there's people listening all over the place. What are things that people can do? You just gave us one tip. You might turn it on before we get to that point. So that's a brilliant thing to do. But what else can people do to be more aware instead of waiting?
You know what's funny about the rest of the world in New England? Everybody needs heat. We just need it up here in, you know, in the Northeast and the Northwest a little sooner.
Yeah.
But the things, the simple things are, A, check it out. Try it before you do it. B, there's, if you have hot air, which most of the country has, except up here in New England, we have things called boilers. Check the filter or change the filter. Even if it doesn't look dirty, change the filter. Get in a program where you do it, say, quarterly or twice a year, and make sure that's clean. If you've got heat pumps, which a lot of people in the country have, make sure that there's no leaves on it. Make sure that that's clear. Just basically the mechanical stuff. And for all my competitors slash allies out there, have it checked at least once a year, once every other year by a qualified contractor. We're not all crooks like they show us on TV. Some of us are honest, and we can see the things that are going to break before they break. And that's kind of the key, is it's just awareness. You know, we spend all this money on our cars, and we spend all this money checking these other things out, and the heating systems just sit there in the basement or in the attic or in the closet, just being ignored, you know?
Like everything else, it's a question of forcing yourself, and it doesn't have to be painful, to pay attention to what's happening instead of waiting until the last second. So last year when you had so much snow, I can only imagine it had to have been crazy for you. Were you running around all over the place and operating on Red Bull and coffee?
You know, it was funny because it was so bad up here that we couldn't run around because we couldn't get from point A to point B.
Oh.
You know, I was born and brought up, you know, as a matter of fact, my office is 100 yards from where I grew up. Everybody that grew up anywhere there was snow, they said, oh, I remember more snow as a kid because you were 2 feet tall and the snow piles were 6 feet. Everything's relative. Well, I never remember this much snow. I mean, we had snow piles so high that you would just come up to an intersection, you'd inch your nose out because you couldn't see around it, and you just hopefully the guy coming the other way saw what you were doing. I mean, we had just roofs caving in and snow up to windows and bulkheads. I mean, people's backyards that you couldn't even get to, and somebody's furnace would be bad, and I drove around with a snowblower in the back of my truck most of the winter just trying to snowblow so we could get people heat. It changed everything. I mean, the way we look at stuff, we had that much snow. I mean, look at Buffalo. What, they get 8 feet of snow in October or something?
Yeah. Crazy. You know? Absolutely. That's great that you went around with a snowblower. How do you, as a businessman, how do you know, and I guess it's the same thing, you look yearly what happens, but more people come into certain communities. How do you decide what you need for your supplies?
Well, we're fortunate that we have a pretty good sized warehouse and we have some good suppliers. And am I allowed to mention brands? You know, on
the radio?
Yeah,
absolutely.
You know, like we use a lot of Lennox, which is a good product. We use called the Mitsubishi, one of those ductless, the units that mount on the wall. You know, we're using a lot of those up here. The Rinnai water heater. So we stock quite a bit of the products that we need, and you know, they are readily available. You know, I've had Joyce Cooling for 20 years. I've been in the business for 42. So you just basically start to know just instinctively what you're going to need and where you're going to need it and how you're going to need it. And you know, back a few years ago, you know, the economy was pretty lousy up here, so there was plenty of help. Now it's starting to catch up, so we're having some trouble finding people. So we just do the best we can, but it's just instinctive. You know, even doing something that long, you just, you know, I don't want to sound like you just know what you need. It's the same every year. You know, it all happens within a week or two of each other. You know, we look back on records and sales and what we've done, and it all follows. It's funny.
You know, we do a thing, and you're part of this called It's Your Business. So for 42 years, you've been in the business, but then you've had your own business for 20. What was it like when you made the leap to your own business?
You it was almost a burnout thing. I was just sick and tired of running around, and I was fairly successful. And I said to my wife, I said, that's it. I'm going to start a business. I'm going to work all by myself out of the house, and you know, we're never going to be rich. We're never going to get anything. And that worked for about 5 years, and then eventually the company grew. And we've got 20 people now, and still not rich, but you know, it just grew. I have a business background, so it wasn't as bad for me as it is for a lot of contractors, and I feel bad for contractors who are just artists. I mean, they're just masters at their trade, and they have such, you know, just running their businesses is the hard part for them.
Yeah, boy, I so agree with that. And there's so many good contractors out there, but the business side of it can be really tough because they're not schooled in that, and it's like the school of hard knocks. Don't you think you kind of have to feel your way around it?
Oh, you do, and I was lucky that, and if I can give another plug for, there was something called SCORE, which was the Retired Executive Society that's put on by the Small Business Administration, and that was a big help. And the thing about it is you got to know how to run a business to be in a business, and these people from SCORE, they made me do business planning and, you know, profit and loss, you know, projections, and just get an idea of you know, you can't just have, you know, and I used to laugh at the, you know, accounts payable. Account is in the left pocket and accounts receivables in the right pocket, and you know, at the end of the day, whatever's left over is yours. And you know, and that's how people ran businesses, you know, a long time ago. It doesn't work that way anymore, you know. But
yeah, no, I love that cash business. That's hilarious. But it goes in one pocket, and then that's the rest. I got to pay the bills out of that.
You know, and I mean, if you could get away with it years ago. Now it's, you know, and you know, you, between, you know, making sure that you're meeting the government and their licensing, and I mean, it's hard to run a business. And I feel bad for some. Like I said, there are some friends of mine that are just wonderful contractors. I mean, they're just masters at the trades, and they have a hard time running businesses. And you know, they've got enough of an ego. They don't want to work for somebody else, but yet, you know, that's probably what the best thing they could do would be, to work for somebody else, and everybody would succeed. But the, you know, like I said, we were talking on the phone, you know, last time I talked to you, you know, about New England, you know, we're just weird up here versus the rest of the country. It's just, we're just weird.
Yeah, the amount of snow, I think that does that to you, because you get cabin fever like none other. I mean, how many sporting events can you watch, and how much Netflix can you watch, and then you're like, oh, I got to go outside. I got to go somewhere.
Well, it was, you know, it's weird because it got cool here the other day, you know, when everybody's bundled up and complaining about it. And I'm saying, you know, but if this was a, you know, a 40 degree day in March, you know, we'd be out shirt sleeves chopping the ice off our driveways saying, oh my God, isn't this the greatest weather we've ever had, you know? And so everything's relative, you know. In September, a 40 degree day is lousy. And in March, a 40 degree day is like, you know, I mean, I remember last year at one point, it was so cold for so long that it got up to 19 degrees one day, and we were walking around in shirt sleeves because it had warmed up to 19. You know, it was a warm spell because it hadn't gotten above 5 degrees for like 10 straight days.
Oh, yeah. Craziness, nuttiness. All right, I love this conversation. This is great. Tony, you're a character. Tony Joyce, Joyce Heating there in Nashua. You're in Nashua, right? You're in New Hampshire.
Yeah, we're in Nashua, New Hampshire. For those who listen to WSMN, you know, we know both know George, who's a great guy. You know, the phone up here is 603-882-4244, or we're on the web at joycecool.com. Get my little plug in for the WSMN listeners. But it's an interesting place up here.
I think it's an interesting place too. We'll have to say hi when we come up there. We're going to be up there, I think, with this whole election season. So I'll look for you up there.
Sounds good.
Awesome. Thank you.
Thank you. You have a great day.
You too. Bye bye.
You wouldn't go swim with the sharks without a cage, would you?
Hey, has anyone seen Larry?
It's in our nature to protect ourselves, especially when protection is simple and affordable. That's why IDStronghold.com has been providing affordable RFID protection for over 10 years. ID Stronghold wallets protect you from electronic pickpockets who pass near you with a scanner and steal your credit and debit card info, as well as data from other cards containing RFID chips. IDStronghold.com, the original maker of shielded wallets, is a technology company, so we understand how to best protect you against intrusive radio waves. ID Stronghold wallets are designed to block RFID signals, open or close, no matter where in the wallet you put your cards. Most other RFID wallets on the market were designed with only fashion in mind and don't shield properly, if at all. If you're shopping for your next wallet, be sure to get the protection you deserve by going to IDStronghold.com, because getting anything else is like being the next victim in a Jaws movie.